So topping this week's selections is a band that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stars next to their name. You're not a fan by any chance, are you, Mara?
It's funny, I do that sometimes, and I put a lot of stars next to the band Guster, because I feel like Guster is one of those bands. They're just so great, and they do have a huge following, and they're constantly recording and touring, but I need them to be more mainstream, and some of their songs are pretty mainstream. I mean, Satellite. I wouldn't be surprised if you've been like in the grocery store and that song comes on. But what's interesting is their lead singer moved to Vermont because he wanted to get away from the fast-paced life of New York City. So he's been inspired by a lot of the music there. He said he's a lot of high-functioning weirdos in Vermont.
Vermont is full of expatriate New Yorkers, by the way. So, but they're all getting away for the same reason, and now they've all created New York North.
Yeah, that's right.
In Vermont.
But so many great songs. I mentioned Satellite, but the song Do You Love Me is so fun to hear live. They're out supporting their latest album called Evermotion, and they're very interactive on stage. That's why they are one of my top picks. That's Guster, Friday night at the Tabernacle.
The next act you have on your list, this is a band I bet you spun a few times back in the day when you were at Z93.
Oh, yeah. Dave FM. We were always playing Bittersweet by Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Bitter and sweet. It's a bittersweet.
By the way, pretty sure we had Todd for events, but he continues to tour. The band continues to go out on the road together, and they have a lot of fun songs, and I think they're great, so why not recommend this show?
They've been together almost 30 years, if you can believe that.
That's like a marriage.
It's a long marriage.
It is, and they're still together. It's pretty impressive. So a good show to see on Friday night would be Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Just in time for Mardi Gras, which is next Tuesday. From New Orleans, you've got a band that is not to be missed.
Well, this show is also at the top of my list this week. It's at the Rialto, and here's why I love it. We all know the Dirty Dozen brass band, but I just got turned on to Red Barat, and this is sort of the Indian version of the Dirty Dozen brass band. So think of it as curry meets gumbo.
Put your hands up in the back. Shrug your shoulders and twist your wrist.
It is an incredible mixture. I was watching some of their videos, and I am just dying to go to this show. So, first of all, I love Indian music in general. I love Indian culture. I love Indian food. I love New Orleans culture and New Orleans food. Mix the two together. This is a party. The music is loud. You want to get out of your chair and just start dancing. It's really a lot of fun.
Suffice it to say, according to Mara Davis, this is a show that'll make your ears ring and your mouth water at the same time.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so. I think this is a really, really good show to go see. So that's Red Barat with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band Saturday night at the Rialto. So the next band that I want to tell you about is for those who are into sort of the jam band situation, and I know that Steve has been working on his noodle dancing. I mean, you're good like that. I mean, you like to do the jam band dance. So those who like the Grateful Dead and Fish, I mean, you gotta love Rusted Roots, right? Send me on my way. I'm into it.
20 years ago, that was a huge hit.
I love it.
This band's out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they're so much fun. And they're back all the time, so why not see them again? That's Rusted Root at the Variety Playhouse on Saturday night.
Finally, for this weekend's selections, we're going out to Monday night because a guy who really started out being a huge star at a very early age, he is a prodigy as far as I'm concerned, Harry Connick Jr. is in town on Monday night.
And what a classy evening this will be.
Could make me be true. Could make me be blue. Or even be glad.
This is like extending your Valentine's Day to Monday night. Actually, it'd be probably a better thing to do because it'll be easier to get a restaurant reservation. And you get to see some smooth jazz, which is, I know, something that you like, Steve. But Harry Connick Jr., what I love about him is that, obviously, like you say, he was a child prodigy and is a phenomenal musician. But he also has a great personality. We all know he's a great actor, and he's not bad to look at. So I can't see anything wrong with this situation.
He was on Saturday Night Live at the age of 21, and overnight he became a sensation. And in 1990, I had to MC his show at Chastain Park. And what was pretty cool about it was I got to watch the show backstage with his new wife, Jill Goodacre, the supermodel at the time. And I just thought, wow.
Did you think, who has a better life, him or me?
No, it was definitely Harry Connick Jr.
I think that sounds a lot of fun. That's Harry Connick Jr. Monday night at the Cobb Energy Center.
It had to be you.